The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. Welcome to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. And of course, we want to welcome the new stations from last week. They started KNZZ in Grand Junction, Colorado, and KGLN in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. We know they started last week, but it's always good to say hello to them, even since you obviously, many people don't listen routinely every week and they're on vacation at this time of year. And of course, I've got to always give a shout out to WTIS in Tampa, because my mother-in-law listens to me there, or listens to us there. So thank you. We have a great show for you this week. The top medical news of the week. We're going to talk a little bit about George W.'s stent. But the best story of the week, the most important one, I think, for all of us, is what we can do with eating to keep blood sugar down or in the normal ranges, because blood sugar relates to prostate and probably breast cancer spread. So you want to, if you have those diagnoses, keep a low blood sugar. But even if you don't have those diagnoses, you want to have the lowest blood sugar you can that's normal. And we're going to talk to, and we have our great nutrition expert on the line, Bridget. So Bridget is joined. How are you, Bridget? Now, we don't have Joe this week, so you're going to have to listen to us. We have a number of wonderful stories. I love the top one, though. The other thing we're going to talk about is Sanjay Gupta apologizes, changes his stance on medical marijuana, saying it is useful, but you shouldn't smoke it, and I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't smoke it. At the half past hour, we have the world's expert. I really consider this. This is the person I refer patients to when they come in with chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia. He's in Hawaii, so it's not easy to refer him, but he has a great network and a great website. His website is nfatigue.com. It's Jacob Teitelbaum, who is the world's expert on this fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. The book he has authored, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, easy to read and easy for you. Bridget is also going to join us and talk about gluten-free diets and what the definition of gluten-free is, and also, what's the other subject?
We were also going to cover men versus women's diet and the success that men face versus women.
Well, let's do that right away. So men have a little bigger waistline, and they have, because of the testosterone, they're much more prone to abdominal fat than women. What does this mean? Should the diets be different?
Well, it's not necessarily that. Well, diets, yes, should be different because men require more calories than women in general because they have a slightly higher metabolism and also because they usually tend to be bigger and need more calories. But when it comes to their success with keeping a normal weight, it's more about the approach that they take. And the story that came out this past week was about the different diets that appeal to men instead of women, because men, they're not necessarily going to be prone to jumping into the trendy diets like women are, and they're more about trying to lose weight to get in shape rather than lose weight to get skinny. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so men are more to lose weight. Tell me the difference again. It seems to me that men would try and get healthy, whereas women do it for looks. Is that wrong?
Yeah, and then the story also talks a lot about how men are more likely to be what the story called food obsessed than women, and they've actually found in research that the brains of men and women are different, and they react differently when tempted with different foods. So brain scans have shown, and this is actually a study that was done in 2009, where brain scans that were done in men showed less activity in parts of the brain that were associated with decision-making and emotions. which showed that men were able to refrain from eating some of their favorite foods easier than women, because women tend to overthink decisions when it comes to, well, things in general, but specifically food.
But men seem to go on fad diets, you know, the fast diet, the Atkins diet, I mean, things that absolutely skip one area of food or another, where
right.
or don't want to cook and don't want to think about calories and don't want to attend groups, so they will do an email or an online support easier, or will do, for example, Nutrisystem will take the food and lose it that way rather than having to think about it.
Right, and they also don't want to have to go through the burden of counting the calories, because for as much as they want to lose weight, they don't care enough about it that they want their day-to-day life to be affected by counting calories. And it's actually interesting that you mentioned the Atkins diet, because I didn't realize that men make up 40% of the Atkins diet customers, whereas a company like Weight Watchers, their online company, only 12% of their customers are men, which is actually higher than their historical rate, which is typically at 10%. So men like diets like the Atkins diet that aims to limit the intake of your carbohydrates to less than to a certain percentage, and it's less thought for them. So it in some ways seems like it might be more dramatic, but that's one way that they like to just have the easier diet plan rather than having to count calories and obsess over the nutrition science behind why they're doing it. The second thing is that they, I lost my train of thought for one second, is that they're more willing to diet when it's associated with certain things like competition, or when they see a celebrity that they idolize that saying that it's okay to sign on, because men typically are more embarrassed by counting calories or dieting because it's usually associated with more feminine practices. So that's why online companies have also been more successful, or a company like Nutrisystem, where they just deliver the packaged meals and then the men don't have to admit to all of their friends that they're on some kind of diet. They just eat the food that's delivered.
Let me go and talk about the theme of the show. The theme of the show on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, is that you get to control your genes. That is, you get to control your genes, so you get to control your health. And that's no more shown this week than in the stuff on prostate cancer and sugar. So there are two studies on this, one with a drug called metformin, which decreases blood sugar, and when you decrease blood sugar, you decrease the risk of spread, or the decreased your death rate from prostate cancer, if you had it, by more than 25% for every 6 months you were on metformin. Really remarkable. The other one was a study in test tubes looking at sugar, the RAS gene, and one other gene. It's not important what it is, but what it showed was that by keeping the sugar level low, you decrease turning on genes that spread and caused prostate cancer cells to grow. Now, why do I bring this up? Because prostate and breast are often alike, meaning everything that's found for breast is eventually found for prostate and vice versa, almost uniformly. That's why, in fact, aspirin is a good thing for both. It decreases the risk of both prevalence and severity of both by about 40%. In this case, sugar is the thing that controls your genes, and so you want to keep your blood sugar low. How do you do that? Well, the easiest way to keep your blood sugar low is to have some fat, such as 6 walnut halves, or 12 almonds, or 20 peanuts, 30 minutes before you're going to eat. That fat, whether it's that fat or any other fat, actually decreases emptying of your stomach. That decreases sugar levels, because most sugar is absorbed in the intestine, so you keep a more stable level. The other way, of course, is avoiding all added sugars, added syrups, and simple carbohydrates. We'll come back to that when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can always reach us 1-877-711-5611 on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly, no doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.